down the tunnel.
Choosing that any day to hear, I'll be asking more.
Right, good evening, everyone. Good evening. Okay, here we have a Shaila where about listening to music, Leil Lag BaOmer. For some people, the Yemei HaSfira, it gets on the nerves of their face nerves. That they want to just have a bit of a trim, they want to have a haircut, and for some people it interferes with maybe chasnas, but for some people the interference, mainly actually boys, I find in school, if they're into music and they like the music and they've got their MP4s and who knows what which they're busy with. And it's very tempting to hear the songs, and it's very geschmack. People want to go for a run. Okay, there's some people which are Mikel Lagamri, but mainstream are try to stay away from music during the Sfira Be'etzem. And it comes to Lag BaOmer is a feeling of a bit of an outlet. Yeah, Lag BaOmer has actually arrived, and he can listen to music now. Someone told me that he used to wake up next when it came to Lag BaOmer day. He was very into his music. And he knew that for the whole from Pesach all the way till Lag BaOmer, he wasn't able to listen to music. So he woke up. He kept the first half. So he woke up. He knew that his father told him that by night you don't listen to music. So he woke up. He was so much sugar over it that he woke up really, really early on Lag BaOmer morning in order that he should be able to listen to music. And the shaila is that people are pushing for, and they want to know what is the real halacha when it comes to Leil Lag BaOmer. It's very confusing because is it Lag BaOmer, is it not Lag BaOmer? So what are you going to say? No, you need a bit of the day because Mixasim Kukulay, which the Ramor actually holds, Ramor says that Mixasim Kukulay, you need to have the daytime a bit. It needs to be a few seconds into the day of Lag BaOmer in order for it to be considered a Mixasim Kukulay as if you've kept sort of the day of 33. So then what's all this about when it comes to you go to the fires on the Motzei Shabbos this year, when it comes to Leil Lag BaOmer, a person goes around running around the fires and they've got this booming music which is exploding around everywhere, and you know, and you're dancing with it, and you're dancing for an hour and a half, and all the songs with it, and then you come home and you've got a very funny mixed feelings. You come home and you're about to go to bed and you pick up your MP4 and you say, no. You can't listen to music. What have you been doing for the past half an hour and a half? You've been listening to music, dancing around the fire. And listen, Karelis wants to suggest that maybe because it's for Lechavad Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Lechavad Rashbi. So Lechavad Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, maybe so for that it's accepted to be Mekel. It doesn't sit well with some other poskim, because some other poskim say, hang on a second, Rashbi has nothing to do with halacha. It's brought down in Sifri Kabbalah. It's a Sifri Kabbalah Zigazach. It's not really brought down. The reason why we have Lag BaOmer, if you look in the Ramor, is nothing to do with Rashbi. Sorry to let you down. The Ramor tells you the reason why the whole business of Lag BaOmer that we're makel, the whole kula of Lag BaOmer that we don't see tachnun, and we can actually have haircuts, and a person can get married, is because Oimrim, they say Hoya Oimrim, because they used to say that Hatamidim Poskim Milamus. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Nothing recorded clearly. That is the reason. Nothing to do with Rashbi. It gets a bit of a small mention in the Chai Odom that Efshad is a minion to have a Rashbi. But really, to affect halacha, it's very hard for people to believe it. There's a very interesting thing. Let me make a bit of seder on this topic, and you'll see it's quite a fascinating noise altogether. Let me ask you a question. Can you pinpoint a Mishnah Berurah that says that in the Sfira, or for that matter when it comes to the 3 weeks, or even when it comes to this person who lo aleinu needs to keep avelus, where does it say that you can't listen to music? It's something that we really try and stick to, and we keep it shtak a minik, and it would be very nice to see a makor, and if you have a look, it would be very disappointing to see it just doesn't say it. So some want to say that, you know why it doesn't say it, because Shulchan Aruch anyway tells you in Siman Kuf Samach, Tov Kuf Samach, Sif-Beis, that you're not allowed to listen to music all the year round. Now, although we are makel, like the Maharshik writes, but at least when it comes to these days, which are more tricky days, and more in your tzoristiger days, so then that's why we keep it. That's the pshat given, which the mechasidus, you know, some write it. The Ikros Moshe writes such a svara. But you should know the Aruch HaShulchan and mechasidus both write a very geshmak svara, and they say that one thing does seem a furish in the sphere of days. It says not to have a haircut, and it says not to have chasna. And it also says a third thing. It says rikudim umachoidas. Rikudim, the word rikudim, rikud is a dance, a person alone dance. Macholis is exactly the same dancing, it's just a ring of a people, many people dancing in a ring. That is exactly what rikudim and macholis is, which is basically dancing and singing. That is what the issa is. That does say, issa of rikudim and macholis is also during the sphere of days.
Even without music.
Even without music. And that is very interesting, which you find. Imagine tonight you have a bar mitzvah. And after they have the bar mitzvah boys, after benching, they want to make a shtickel a rikida. Can you have a rikida when it comes to the bar mitzvah boy? You want to simon tov and mazal tov after the, make a bit of a nice matzav. Is that okay? So there's a special heter when it comes to a mitzvah. When it comes to sudas mitzvah, it's okay. So it's interesting. And not only that, let's say you make a bar mitzvah, and the bar mitzvah boy, your minik is in your family, you always have a nice keyboard player by the bar mitzvah. Can tonight, someone actually had this shayla. Can tonight, not tonight. Someone's in a bimei asfira having bar mitzvah. Can they have a keyboard player? No. See, you're nodding your head no. You're nodding your head no. Rosh Day Mishnah Berurah says sudas mitzvah is okay. That means you can. There's no issa of recruiting mechaylis. Now you'll find a lot of people are knowing not to do it, and that's because of various hiccups, and you know, not in nishkan davar bor. It's nishkan davar bor leh. Sorry. One thing I do want to say on the flip side. When you go to an engagement, where there is very common that they break the plate and then a lot of people make a bit of a small dance. They sing it for about 1 minute. They have a bit of a dance. Das shtei mefurish mishabura, that is not enough of a sudas mitzvah. An engagement is not enough of a sudas mitzvah to allow rikudim mecholis. In fact, that is the whole mekoyev rikudim mecholis. It's talking about an engagement. So it's so ironic that you can attend the bar mitzvah. And you listen to and you know, no music and no dancing, and yet you can go afterwards to an engagement, and usually it's quite a big minute to have a dance after they smash the plate. That's tackled going to be the problem. The main again, let's just get back to basics. Rikudim and Macholis is said that a person that we shouldn't be dancing during the Mea Sfira unless it's a real mitzvah like Sudas Bar Mitzvah, Sudas other Sudas, right? But when it comes to engagements and culture came divrei rishus. When it comes just to want to have a dance, that is going to be an issue. That taka shteit before Shem Mishnah Berurah says the Aruch HaShulchan. Now we have a platform. Now we have a mekoyev for us who wants to be machmir for music. He says kol shekein klei zamer. Kol shekein when it comes to music, listening to music, although you're not dancing, should follow on from the issa of rikudim u'mecholis. This is a svara which is brought in Aruch HaShulchan. Svara which is brought down in Meches Yitzchak Dan Weiss. He wants to say, if Chazal didn't allow you to dance around, Kol Shekein, interesting Kol Shekein, because you can argue and say it's different, you're not actually dancing yourself. Kol Shekein, to listen to music is also asa. As I state in the Hentike Poskim, that's what you'll find brought down in Allah Poskim, that the main Makoya why we shouldn't be listening to music is because of that. I just want to share with you a Meshunadiga Halacha. And this is something which many have written about. Chaim Heinrich has got a very nice tshuva on this in Os Chaim, a very, very interesting horror. If you look into to the Eli Rabba, says a Meshunadiga Halacha. He says that when it comes to the Yomei HaOmer, let's say you keep the first half, so when it comes to Lag BaOmer, now you can have a haircut, now you can get the chasna is okay, and everyone just follows from there to believe that similarly it's permitted to listen to music all the way to Shavuos and all the way till the 3 weeks. There's not much to talk about. However, says the Eli Rabba, I know you can I'm not so sure about this. I know that you can have a haircut from Lag BaOmer. I know that you can get married from Lag BaOmer, but I'm not so sure about Rikudim and Mecholis, even if you keep the first half and now from Lag BaOmer you want to go ahead and have haircuts and Nisuin. However, Nistapakti, Zot Mustapak Eli Rabba, the Shatziyim brings it down. I'm not sure if Rikudim Mecholis is going to be okay after Lag BaOmer, Doseis. It could even be that even if you keep the first half, but regarding listening to music, that could be entirely also the whole Omer. Now, this is something, the first time I heard this, I almost fainted, because I couldn't believe when I was younger, it was like all about what half are you keeping, the first half, is it Kedai to keep the first half because you have the Cholamoyed, or the second half. It was a quite intense debate whether you keep the first or second half. I'd never heard of not listening to music the entire Omer. So I just gave a lift to someone and on the way here, and he told me that his Shver from Antwerp, Taka had this minik, that regarding haircuts and chasna, he's noig like the second half, whatever he had in the second half. But regarding listening to music, the entire Omer. So, and this is the taka brought down in Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, passing like this. Peter, can you believe? Lemaisa, when it comes to Lemaisa, is not something that we've heard of in the Chutz La'aretz. It's a dover pelemoid. Hagam, a lot of places can bring this down, but it's a good mockum to be maker would be, firstly, it's only a sophic in the Eli Rabba. He doesn't put it, he's not setting it in stone. And whenever you have a sophic in these sort of shaylas, the Chok Yaakov, which the Mishnah Berurah brings, tells you when you have a sophic in these halachas, you can be makel. Therefore, regarding the actual keeping the first half and being makel on the second half to listen to music, that we're going to assume that's okay. Kaminik, Kaminageno, I would have thought, I think everyone assumes, am I right? Everyone's assuming that if you keep the first half, from Lag BaOmer onwards, you can listen to music. I think we're going to assume that. If you want to be machmir, I think the zikr mokum to be machmir, but certainly when it comes to boys, any tzorach, I think it's a bit, for us, I mean, when I heard this, I almost fell off my chair to hear such a thing. The Meister Shatzim brings it down. Shlomo Zalman was machmir, but there's a grace of Makomis Lahokan as well, and that's what we're going to assume, that the Olam HaMakom from Lag BaOmer, if you keep the first half, or vice versa, you keep the second half. So till Rosh Chodesh, so then it will be okay to listen to music. That's not our deal. Our deal now is...
Back
to season. Yeah, so some people obviously keep the whole Omer for everything. Back
to
season. I want to keep the flow over here because this is the key nekuda, right? So again, we're going to assume that if you keep the first half, then it's going to be okay from Lag BaOmer on everything. To have haircuts, chasna, and also listening to music, because we're going to say Hagam, the Eli Rabba is a bit machmit, but we're going to say when it comes to these minhogim, we have a shtaka minute to be makel, so that makes sense. The shaila is, our topic of tonight, is the night of Lag BaOmer. When is it okay to start being makel for Lag BaOmer? Lag BaOmer, we know, is the daytime. The Ramah tells you only to be makel in the daytime. He tells you that if you want to have tasperis, you want to trim, you want to have a haircut, only in the daytime, because we want to use Lag BaOmer itself as one of the days. So if you want to use it as one of the days, you have to use Miksa Sayyum Kukula. It means you have to keep a first second of the beginning of the daytime in order to be considerate that you've kept to one of those days. So you keep the whole night of Lag BaOmer and a minute of Lag BaOmer itself, and then you can say the rest of the day you don't have to be makbid on the halachas. That would be the halacha. Just agav this year, because Lag BaOmer is on Sunday, so the Ramah state that you can already be makel and you can have a haircut on Friday. Obviously it doesn't include listening to music, but regarding haircuts, someone, actually the Ramah brings this down, the Beheita brings the Maril, that's Machmeh, but he says, Ein lahachmeh azeh, poshut like the Ramah that a person can have on Friday. Someone asked me, he's got his barber has given him an option to either choose Friday or Sunday. Is there any preference one over the other? What would you say? Would you say Dafka Sunday because it's Lag BaOmer and the Maril was Taka Machmeh? Or would you say no Dafka Friday because it covered Shabbos? The Maisa, there's no real preference. Fakir, maybe Friday could be better because he's showing Shabbos. Thursday night, which is not tomorrow, but Thursday night is Nishmatam. There is a Chuvah of Shilis David who wants to be Mekel. It's not, but it's Bichlal, not Pasha to rely on that. The Pashas is, the Pashas Ramah is only Friday day. Motza Shabbos, this is an interesting Shaila. Now we come to our Shaila. Leil Lag BaOmer. Normal, the Mishnah Berurah brings, Hagam the Ramah's Machmeh, that you can only have a haircut in the daytime. Says the Mishnah Berurah from the Eli Rabba, I want to be Mekel, Yesh Mekilim, to trim. To have a haircut in the Leil Lag BaOmer, as we state in, that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. The Mishnah Berurah says that you've got makomis to be makel to have a haircut Leil Lag BaOmer. Actually, this year, always. But this year they're not so happy. This is more tricky because there's a shtikla bizon to have your matzah shabbos. So I can normally the Mishnah Berurah is makel Leil Lag BaOmer. If let's say the barber tells you I've only got time to give you on Leil Lag BaOmer, normally there's a Mokum Lehokum, Mishnah Berurah brings Yesh Mekilim from the Mekinim. But this year, Motzei Shabbos, Nishan Zayin Batam, straight after Motzei Shabbos, straight after Shabbos, is a shtickle of his own. My nekuda I want to say is like this. The Eli Rabba says, not like the Ramah, Eli Rabba brings, that a person can be Mekil on the night time of Lag BaOmer. Then he carries on the Eli Rabba, and he says, Mihu, regarding Nichsuin, regarding Chasnas, I'm not so sure whether a person can be makel. Lo yiro isi noeg in kain, and therefore could I not have a chasna le Lag BaOmer? Zok Ramosha Feinstein in Aleph Kufmem test Moridig. He's got such a Kufnun test. He's such a night. He says on that which the Mishnah Berurah is machmir from the Eli Rabba not to do chasna le Lag BaOmer. I don't understand. How can chasna be worse than haircuts? I would have thought maybe chasna is worse because it's more simcha and everything. But al pi alocha, if you look in the alocha, could the cost of a chasm sofer? He says, Nisoin vadai kili, and halacha, Nisoin having chasna is more cool, mita spirit, because of a chasm soifa. Vaychochasa Eli Rabba, miloi roisi shemekilin. The fact that Eli Rabba says, I haven't seen anyone be making chasnas, ain't no raya, the other rabba, al Nisoin sorach, I got bevarichas. Ramosha doesn't want to know. Ramosha said, if you're makel by haircuts, you're makel by chasna, that's his whole shuvah to say that leil lag boim is okay. Kachoy kach is not negayah. The mice, even the Mishabruah make, again, clearly. The Mishabruah clearly brings the Eli Rabba that Leil Lag Bo'imah, you can have haircuts, not like the Ramah. So if a person needs to have a haircut, Leil Lag Bo'imah, in a normal year, he can go ahead and have a haircut, right? Nisoin, Mishabruah himself says, although the Eli Rabba is Machmir, but if a person needs to have Nisoin on Leil Lag Bo'imah, it's also okay. My question to you is now, what would be the Svara to be Machmir on Leil Lag Bo'imah? Let's get this clear. What are we left with? We have a Ramah says, Dafke Bayoy. Taspoires, Dafke Bayoy. The Mishabruah throws in, Ideally, obviously, any kula should only take place by day. The Mishabruah tells you that the Mokum Tzorech, you can make a balayla, Tasperis, and Nisoin, Zot Ramosha. So what should be telling you that music should be worse than Tasperis and Chasna? If you can have Chasna and have Tasperis, which Tasperis is a haircut, on Leil Lag Bo'imah, why the Tzorech, when a person needs a Tzorech, negative Ramah? So then, it could well be that if the Mishabruah is allowing Tasperis, which is a haircut in the nighttime of Lag Bo'imah, and Ramosha is telling you that Chasna is also okay, and even the Mishabruah, who was Machmir by Chasna, he tells you Mokum Tzorech, he can also be Mekel, then it's interesting why music should be worse off than those things. And really, in fact, the Fisher, Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, he's from Alichus Evan Yisrael, he mentions that it's not okay to listen to music in the nighttime. And Rav Eliashiv was asked about this, he says, okay, now you will find a lot of points which are machmir. The point we're trying to make is that if you look a bit deeper from the Makoros, and you're seeing that although the Ramah tells you to wait for the daytime, again, let's make it clear, Lechatchila should wait for the daytime and no music at all. And in fact, if you machmir Lechatchila, there shouldn't even be music by Hilula. By if there's a fire, what Shaykhis has a fire got to do with the Halacha? Very nice that there's Rashbi, but the Rashbi should take place in the daytime. So for the halakha part of it, you don't find any kula in the nighttime more than the daytime regarding Rashbi. So lechatchila, the Ramah will tell you, don't listen to music bechlal till the daytime. But if as a tzorach, if you have Rashbi or anything like, or a boy in school or something has a chukka to listen to music, it's a geshmak hazach, so then there's a good mokum to be makel, because just take the shayla like this, hang on a second. The Mishabruah is allowing you to have a haircut in the nighttime, Meikadin. He's allowing you, Ramosha tells you that Meikadin is okay to have chasna. So why would the music be any worse? And if it would be worse, it would be also the entire Omer. So you can see, just to put things into perspective, yes, there are Mechmirim, but then again, if a person, again, this is a very common Shaila where people want to know, they've just danced for an hour and a half in a nice, very geshmaka fire, not in the fire, but around the fire, and then they come home, and then they're about to turn on the MP4, the MP3 player, and the brother says, by the way, you can't listen to it, Omer. You have to wait till the daytime. Again, we were mentioning that as a shtickle ironic. You've just been dancing with the music for an hour and a half, and yet it comes to now, you want to put on a very hard stick of music, and yeah, your brother telling you that's the Omer. We're mentioning over here that, again, the Nakud of Rashbi is not so clear that it has a shtaka pull in the aloha, at least. What does have a pull is that by Laila there are Mekinim. Mishabruah brings Mekinim about haircuts, and even the Bedegeir to Chasna is the Mekinim. So it follows that there's no reason why the Rikudim and Mechorish should follow from that, and that Meikad in a person, if a person does feel the need to listen to an Efshar song afterwards, that would be okay. Sure.